The news show needs your help. If you enjoy this podcast, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions or send a one-time donation at paypal.me/British Tech. Your generosity ensures that this podcast can continue. Thank you so much for your support. Hey, news listeners, welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. It is the 29th of July, 2021. We have the best technology news that's happened over the past couple of days, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Are you a little bit curious of what Google's got in store when it comes to data privacy and how they're going to lay it out for us? Well, they're giving us a little sneak peek. Yes, Google pretty much unveiled the in-progress design for Play Store's upcoming safety section, and in which it will provide information on apps' data collection, privacy, and security practices. And if all this sounds familiar to you, well, that's because all of this was announced last May. This new policy layout would give developers the ability to declare their safety info. Now, even though we got a sneak peek from Google regarding this today, it's not live yet. The safety section is currently due to start appearing in app descriptions sometime in the first quarter of 2022. Ready to go shopping via Twitter? Well, now you can. At least if you're in the U.S. Twitter has started piloting a new feature that allows businesses to add shopping sections to the top of their profiles. This new option, actually called the Shop Module, offers a carousel of products for visitors to actually browse through. Then when you tap on a certain product, it will link it to a listing with the option of making a purchase, and you don't even have to leave Twitter. Now, by all accounts, it looks like the feature, being the fact it's only available in the U.S., is also only available on iOS. Now, obviously, it will be coming to Android's platform sometime, but when that is, we don't know yet. The reason why Twitter is introducing this option, pretty much because people talk about products all the time on Twitter. And it makes perfect business sense from Twitter's point of view, as well as an advertiser. It's also Twitter playing catch-up as well. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, and even Pinterest, they've all used this similar feature, basically turning their services into shopping destinations too. Discord users, get your threads out, because they are live. Yes, Discord has launched its thread feature, which will allow servers to improve the back-and-forth conversations on the service. Now, according to Discord's threads, completely different from what you're thinking of replies. With threads, users will be able to create new threaded conversations, and they can do that by using the pound option. And this will work across all platforms, be it Windows, macOS, Linux, iOS, and even Android. Now, if you're familiar with threads and other chat clients, this won't seem very foreign to you. It will just allow Discord users to branch off conversations away from the main channel feed. And if you're worried about your thread branching off into a conversation that needs to become private, you can do that. Discord has introduced both public and private threads. And finally, needing to send flowers to that special someone? Well, now you can just Uber them on over. That's right, Uber has become your flower delivering service. Funny enough, via the Uber Eats. I know, odd place, but I guess they didn't know where else to put it. That's right, next time you open up Uber Eats on your phone, there's going to be a new delivery option. You can get some flowers dropped off at somebody's door. Now, Uber themselves is not directly getting into the flower business. They've teamed up with FTD. And of course, this partnership is part of their latest on-demand delivery venture. Now, as of now, you can only get flowers delivered within the U.S., and it's only for folks in New York City, Philadelphia, Chicago, Los Angeles, Dallas, Miami, and a few other locations that are yet to be ironed out. Uber's saying they will roll out the option, of course, if it's successful, across the U.S. in early of 2022. However, though, they're not planning on taking the service international anytime soon, as this would involve other collaboration deals with various flower vendors across the world. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That, of course, is where you can find all the BTN podcasts. You can subscribe to them over there. Of course, we're also on Apple Podcasts as well and other popular podcast platforms. Give us a like over there on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way for your Friday edition tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Thursday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.